Lady Gaga, Paparazzi on KZN's number one hit music station. It's East Coast Radio. So listen, I hope you've had a great week. Friday, here we are, hey, making the most of life. And I have a treat for you, all right? He's a dreamboat. Some would say he's a beefcake. Some would say he's a heartthrob. But today, he is the Bachelor SA. Welcome, Lee Thompson.
Thanks for having me, Danny. It's great to be here with you.
Yeah, it's awesome to meet you, man. So listen, normally on a Friday, we broadcast from Suncoast Casino.
Oh, really?
Okay. But because all the girls in the casino knew that you were coming, all right, I decided to do it here because this is what they sound like. Take a listen to this. So this is a direct feed from Suncoast. Take a listen.
Wow.
That's outside the door.
My ears are ringing.
I know. It's hectic. It's hectic. So I thought, listen, let's be safe and do it here.
No, I appreciate that. Thanks, Daddy.
No, anything for you, you know. I've got to make a good impression. Yes. Okay, so it launches on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day. What emotions are you feeling right now?
I'm just super excited for this journey to start and to share my love story with South Africa. Yeah. I mean, we filmed it and everything's been done already, so now it's just a matter of sharing it with the country.
Of course.
Yeah.
So my last relationship, right, I needed a lot of red wine, I needed a lot of headache tablets, and that's just one girl. Now you have to deal with 30 girls.
What about
right?
Chocolate?
Well, yes, exactly. What's going to be your coping mechanism with 30 ladies?
30 ladies. It's a tough one. I think it's just a matter of taking it day for day.
For sure.
I like to train when I'm feeling stressed or emotionally confused.
Yes.
It just helps me forget about everything.
Yeah.
So I think hitting the gym and hitting the weights will be the best way to do that. The odd glass of wine, yeah, and they won't hurt either.
Are you a red or white drinker?
Red wine, definitely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are both your parents still with you?
My parents are in Johannesburg.
Okay.
And they've been very supportive throughout this journey. A lot of my friends as well.
Okay.
And yeah, it's been great.
Now, are they the type of parents that'll watch the show and then text in and give you advice?
We'll have to wait and see. I'm not sure how they're going to react. I just do know that they've been very supportive. I mean, it's an absurd way of meeting someone, but it's still a way.
Of course.
And they've been there with me throughout the entire journey, so I'm excited to share that with everyone.
Okay, now I listened to your interview with Terrence a while ago,
yes.
All right? And he said to you, do you have a particular type? And this is what you said.
So do I have a type? Not necessarily. It's about that person having the right soul, the right mind, just someone I can be myself with and enjoy life with. And whether she's this person or that person, it doesn't really matter. I don't have a specific type, and I'm sure that she's waiting for me on the other side.
So I want to know from you, all right? You don't have a real specific type, but what would a girl have to do to put you completely off her?
To put me completely off her, I don't like it if they are dishonest.
Okay.
Or obnoxious. That puts me off.
For sure.
Yeah, I guess those are the two no-nos for me.
So what about like the silly things, like you're eating dinner together and she's making noises with her mouth? Is that not something that irritates you?
I hate those crunchy mouth noises, I must say. That's why I do keep my distance at a date, but we'll have to see what she's like.
You know, I was watching, I'm not the most intellectual person in the world, so bear with me. I was watching Geordie Shore last night,
all right?
Don't judge me for that. And, you know, these girls can drink, and when they drink, they change.
Oh,
do you think if you see one of the ladies drinking hard and she becomes a different person, it's going to throw you off her completely?
Possibly, you know, it depends. I mean, we all have those times where we throw our name down the drain.
Yes.
But I think it's important that a woman composes herself. I'm looking for someone who is classy and just holds herself together really well. So if they do drink too much, that will be a turn-off for me, definitely.
100%. We are with Lee Thompson, the Bachelor SA. If you've got any questions for him, please let me know on the WhatsApp line, 061-792-9495.
Hi, I'm Catherine Kelly Lang, a.k.a. Brooke Logan from The Bold and the Beautiful, and you are listening to my rich forester in South Africa, Danny Gazzelli.
So if you have just joined us, welcome. Boil the kettle, make yourself a cup of tea or coffee because we're getting to know Lee Thompson from The Bachelor SA. So tell me about your day. You said you went to Moses Mabhida today.
Yes, we were at Moses Mabhida and we jumped off the bridge.
Very cool.
We took a big risk because it was actually too windy to jump. But we managed to convince them and we jumped. It was great.
A risk taker.
Yeah,
gotta love it.
Big risk taker, yeah.
Nice. All right, so let's get a little bit more serious here.
Yeah.
Do you think you have good people skills and you're good at reading people? That's the first question, because I've got a few more that spin off from here.
That's a great question. I think it's very important that being the bachelor, you're able to read people and notice certain things, especially with the limited time you have with each lady in the house. You want to be able to make this right judgment and offer roses to the right ladies and someone that you feel those connections with. So it's important to observe that and notice that early on so you can make the right decisions and clearly.
Do you think you will be able to fully be yourself and show your true colors to your next potential wife in front of the cameras and knowing your family and millions of people are watching?
Well, it's tough initially. I think you have to get used to the cameras being around you consistently. I found initially I did struggle to forget about the cameras. I mean, they are there 24/7 pretty much while you're trying to form those connections and those relationships. But after the first couple of days, I managed to just forget about the cameras and I tried to help the ladies forget about the cameras as well with a little pep talk before each scene we shot. And it worked well. And once you forget about the cameras, you're able to be yourself and they're able to feed off that. And then you just have that real moment with them.
So in saying that, all right, you've dealt with that. Do you think you'll be able to read a lady on the show well enough to know whether she is herself or doing it for the fame or the viewers?
I like to think so. I've always been a very good judge of character.
Brilliant.
So I think the decisions I've made have been accurate and I've backed everyone that I've made.
Sure.
And I think once you watch the show and you see it play out, we'll see if I made the right decisions or not.
Of course.
But only time will tell.
Yeah, of course. So you're 29. You're in the prime of your life. You want to start a family, which means you want kids. You want to marry someone. What happens if you fall hopelessly in love with someone and she turns around and she says, Lee, listen, I love you, but I actually don't want kids?
Well, that's something I've thought about, and it's a tough one. But I think when you love someone, you will compromise and you'll find a way to work around it.
Okay.
So whether it's me maybe sacrificing wanting to have kids or whether it's her sacrificing not wanting to have kids, it's somewhere you have to meet in between. And I think if it's adoption or if it's just something where you can still include kids somehow, even though they may not be your own, it's important just to compromise and meet each other halfway.
Sure, an amazing answer. A man beyond your years, I feel. Very cool. What are you most nervous about with regards to the show? If you had to think of one thing in particular.
One thing in particular that I'm nervous about would have to be making the wrong decision. You know, you want to make sure you make the right decision each time. And throughout the journey, I've backed myself. But you always have those doubts every now and again.
Sure.
But I think just making sure that you back yourself is important. And I want to make sure that I'm confident in everything that I do.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I know you've chatted with Terrence Pillay. You did an interview with him. Some would say an exclusive. But I think because we've established this relationship, Lee, going forward, I've got to be your go-to guy here with the scoop and the gossip and the next interview, okay?
Yeah, Danny, we definitely got to chat more. I think we've got something to work with.
100%. We've got to do the whole, you know, exchange, Instagram, all of that as well. And by the way, what are your handles?
So for Instagram, it's LeeThompson52.
Okay.
And Twitter, Lee_Thompson_.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Lee, I wish you everything of the best for the Bachelor essay. It's been great to meet you and all the best, eh?
Thanks, Danny. It's been a pleasure being here with you and we'll chat to you soon. And
thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
Hi, I'm Dalton Buckley, former Bafana Bafana player. Catch my friend Danny Kuzeli on East Coast Radio every Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 9 p.m.